Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Podcast time in the podcast tonight. We use some groundbreaking technology, still in the teething phase, granted, it won't get it right all the time. But does technology ever get it right all the time? Did you have a gay voice or a straight voice? It is merely not as homophobic as it sounds when context is provided around it. Cringy pet names is something else that we discussed. A bit of a sour day for me. It was International Cherry Pie Day. Nothing worse than an ex-girlfriend putting your testicles in their handbag and calling you Cherry Pie as a nickname. Horrible stuff. Also, test drived another new game, a 20-second movie plotline game. Actually, it was pretty good in the end. Really set the bar really low and just leaped over the top of that bad boy. Plus, the world's hardest Smith quiz after a racial gaffe in the UK politics world. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Fascinating piece of news coming on here. New AI can guess whether you're gay or straight from a photograph. Apparently so. This scientific article would have you believe an algorithm deduced the sexuality of people on a dating site with up to 91% accuracy, raising tricky ethical questions. Artificial intelligence can accurately guess whether people are gay or straight based on photos of their faces, according to new research that suggests machines can have significantly better gaydar than humans. Now, producer Jack, loud and proud gay man, you were saying before that this AI technology, although it does raise some tricky ethical questions on whether someone's face determines whether they're gay or not 91% of the time, could come in handy.
Oh, it would be very handy. I'm always out and we'll see a guy that I think is quite attractive and if only I just knew if he was gay or straight. If I had some technology that could tell me that rather than going up and making a fool of myself.
Story of producer Jack's life, trawling for hot men, being met with closed buttockses everywhere.
Sorry, mate, I'm very flattered, but unfortunately not.
It's one of the problems. The machine intelligence tested in the research, which was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology and first reported in The Economist, was based on a sample of more than 35,000 faces that men and women publicly posted on a dating website, and then extracted features from the images using deep neural networks, meaning a sophisticated mathematical system that learned to analyse visuals based on a large data set. The research found that gay men and women tended to have gender atypical features, expressions and grooming styles. Essentially, meaning gay men appeared more feminine and vice versa. The data also identified certain trends, including that gay men had narrower jaws, longer noses, larger foreheads than straight men, and that gay women had larger jaws and smaller foreheads compared to straight women. Human judges could only get it right 61% of the time. This AI got it right 91% of the time. This is pretty big. This is one form of technology being used, plummeting into our future. Little known fact, we've also got some technology here at the radio station. It had never been used until tonight. It's actually some software that myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie, we've all developed. And on 131060, we'd love for some guinea pigs to test drive whether this technology is in fact accurate or not by voice recognition. So 131060, you call up. We're just based on your voice. We'll put you through the technology. Hopefully it will determine whether you are gay or straight.
Hey, boys!
Ayo, it's gay or straight voice technology. Why don't you call 131060?
Yeah, 131060, we need some people to test the technology with prizes up for grabs, of course, the double passes to what men want. If you're a lady, maybe that won't suit you in this particular exercise. Maybe a Backstreet Boys album with their new album DNA, available to stream, download and purchase now. Maybe a Goodness Me box, I don't know. You'll have to chat with producer Jack and Shuey Louie off the air. Producer Jack, we tested you just before with the technology. It did confirm that you were a gay man. Can you just say something else into the technology, please, just to check that it wasn't a fluke?
Coming up tomorrow, we have Dr. Nikki to take all your sex questions on the show.
Just running that through the technology here.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, still gay.
I think it's broken.
Nah, still gay, producer Jack, unfortunately. Sorry. You know I couldn't give a shit whether you're gay or straight. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm glad I made the mistake with you. 131060. If you'd like to test the technology out once and for all, just based on your voice alone, we'll see if the technology can, in fact, determine whether you are heterosexual or homosexual. Little known fact, the Danny Lakey Late Show. We'll get the calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Hey, boys.
Ayo, it's gay or straight voice technology. Why don't you call 131060?
Yeah, 131060. It's the gay or straight voice technology because according to this article, there's new AI that can guess whether you're gay or straight just based from a photograph. It just scans your face, does the little subtle measurements. It can tell 91% of the time whether, in fact, you are gay or straight. We've been testing this technology, still in the early developmental phases, of course, with producer Jack just before. Already twice we've put him through the machine, and it has came out gay. Indeed, producer Jack is gay. So far, 100% successful.
I want to test it again. Okay. Everyone says to me, like, when they meet me, they don't think that I'm gay.
Yeah, but it's all in the voice, mate. That's the thing. People they've got too much head and body to look at, and they're blinded by the voice. I think that was a pretty good sample. I'll just run it through the system.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, definitely gay, mate. Definitely. And that's fine. You threw me before when you said, oh, it might be wrong, and that's why I said, oh, unfortunately.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
I don't care less. I could not care less. You know I couldn't care less. Shuey Louie, of course, can you just say something just to double check before we get into these callers?
Hello, Shuey Louie here. How you going?
Oh, see, I mean, I think she's trying to hide something there because she never sounds that straight.
Yeah, give this person a beer. You're straight.
Yeah, you are straight, Shuey Louie. You don't need to overemphasise or anything. It's the technology makes allowances for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like thing. I did come across a bit manly.
Very manly there. We're not testing whether you're a male or a female yet. The technology isn't ready for that. Hello, this is the Danny Lakey Late Show, 131060.
Yeah, give this person a beer. You're straight.
We're not fighting. We have to take at least the human's word for it. If the human says he's straight and then the technology says he's straight, he's probably straight. 131060. Shannon in Bendigo. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, okay. A nice woman's voice, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Can you just say maybe what one sentence, perhaps?
I'm Shannon and I'm from Bendigo.
Interesting.
Yeah, give this person a beer. You're straight.
Are you straight, Shannon?
Nah,
no,
definitely not.
Wow, interesting. Are you sure? Because the technology hasn't lied so far.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I like ladies too much.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe there's a little bit of low reception in the area. Maybe the technology does better when you've got studio quality microphones. Kane in Melbourne on 131060. Like all technology, there are teething issues, but usually pretty much bang on the money. Hello.
Hi, mate. How you going?
Ooh, very good. Thank you. I think we've got enough of a sample there.
That's it.
Yeah, give this person a beer. You're straight.
That's what the technology says. You're a straight man?
Yeah, spot on, mate.
Yeah, straight man. The technology has had a small hiccup. I mean, I'm not even sure if we can trust Shannon at this stage because it really hasn't let us down apart from that. Carlos in Melbourne. Hello.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thank you. I think the technology is coming through. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, gay man, it says in the technology here.
Oh, no.
What? Really?
Yeah, really. Not I'm just excited to test your code, but hey.
An overexcited straight man. Interesting. I mean, the funny thing, I can see the machine technology. It's flashing bright purple here.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
I just need to calm down, man.
Okay. Look, can we file an incident report, Producer Jack? A technical fault on the machine here. It's still in the teething process. Like I said, Carlos, nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. We'll look into that, obviously. The engineers are still working on some fine tuning. Crystal in Victoria. Hello.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Flirtatious tones in your voice just towards the presenter alone. It's not enough to throw off. the technology. Let's just put that through the system.
Yeah, give this person a beer. You're straight.
Yeah. Are you straight, Crystal?
Oh, you got me.
checkmate, I'm afraid. Yeah. No, you're straight. And the technology confirms that. Any doubts that you had, Crystal? Any bicuriosities?
But my partner says it all the time that he reckons.
Yeah, that's an old trick. We're trying to reverse psychology. Apparently, after 15 years of reverse psychology, we can whittle you down into a threesome one day with two ladies. That's word on the street. Tell him about the technology. Unfortunately, he's got his work cut out for him. Daniel in Bendigo, final call on 131060. Hello?
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, goodness gracious. I think, to be honest, the technology has just picked up that creepy laugh at the end. Let's see.
Oh, hey.
Oh, big gay man. Big gay bear from Bendigo.
Far from it. I thought I'd try and throw you off a little bit there.
Interesting. Ah, this is your real voice. I see. Okay.
Oh, hey!
Oh, still gay, I'm afraid, Daniel. Still gay.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The International Cherry Pie Day, guys. Yeah, of course. I think it's a day close to all our hearts. Wednesday, 20th of February, always has, always will be International Cherry Pie Day. Probably bigger in the States, if we're being completely honest. We're more of an apple pie nation. Maybe apple and rhubarb if we decide to treat ourselves in the Nana's frozen food section. But cherry pie, it has its own day. And whilst this day should be full of glee, full of cherries, full of glacéd pastry goodness, and just celebrating under a nice slice of cherry pie, fortunately, there's a dark turn. Unfortunately for me, it brings up something that is quite close to my heart and a little sensitive about, never quite recovered from. I used to be in a relationship with this girl, and things on the surface were quite nice, and we got along quite well and had, you know, very romantic connection, physical connection, spiritual connection. You really couldn't fault her apart from one thing, and that was that she used to call me Cherry Pie. That was her pet name for me. She said, should we go to the beach today, Cherry Pie? I said, babe, I really don't like being called Cherry Pie. It's kind of demasculating, you know, when you're like a man prefers to be called handsome rather than pretty. You know, just sweet, delectable, Nana's frozen treat is not what I want to be associated with. It's sort of the masculine bad boy image I'm trying to represent in this relationship. She goes, what's wrong? What do you mean? Cherry pie's nice. Cherry pie swears. Maybe I can call you cherry pie if you're such a fan of the cherry pie scenario. She said, no, you'll always be little cherry pie in my eyes. And she went through about 2 weeks where she stopped calling me cherry pie, and then the floodgates started to open again. All of a sudden, she just let a cherry pie slip, and I tried to laugh it off, and in the end, she would just always call me Cherry Pie. And it was just a cringy pet name to be called. Embarrassing in front of friends. And my mates started sort of going on and calling me Cherry Pie behind her back. And all of a sudden, I was just the Cherry Pie man. Don't get me wrong. Love a good Cherry Pie. Hate being associated as a man whose nickname is Cherry Pie. And on 131060, it just got us thinking about cringy pet names.
You heard a cringy pet name.
I'm not being oversensitive, am I, guys? A lady calling a male a cherry pie, sort of every couple of minutes. Hey, cherry pie, just go put the kettle on for me, cherry pie.
No, I think all much, nicknames are just inappropriate.
Bizarre,
and cherry pie, like, it's unnecessary. How does it even, you know, associate with you?
She just loved the word cherry pie, I think. I don't think she really sort of took into account my feelings at all. It's the other couples who are exchanging pleasantries, maybe a pumpkin from time to time. Oh, hello, sweetie, maybe. Oh, hey, put the kettle on, honey.
No, none of those. I had a friend who, her boyfriend used to call her Lil Cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
Like, what? Lil Cheeseburger with gherkin?
Did she like that?
Well, she did not like it, which makes it semi worse.
Sometimes it's nice to be a fly on the wall in these situations as well. Like if you're around on a double date and you sort of spy that. Like imagine, oh, little cheeseburger. Well, should we get a bottle of wine tonight? And you go home in your couple in the car and be like, how was that?
What were they calling each other? Little cheese? Little you cheese. Passed me the salt and pips.
Little cheese. Bit lame, isn't it? 131060, your cringy pet names that you've heard.
I do love a pet name.
But
I did hear one in the shops, a guy and a girl, and the guy kept calling his girlfriend Pudding. Hey, Pudding, do you want some, should we get some of this?
Oh, like, no.
That's disgusting.
That is. That's too far. I don't mind the big three, Honey, Pumpkin, or Sweetie. That I can deal with. Shuey Louie's not a fan. Producer Jack doesn't mind. I can live with a Honey or a Lemon Pie. Puddings, little cheeseburgers, cherry pies. Hell no. Not on my watch. 131060. Did you have a partner before who used to call you a cringy pet name? Have you overheard one before? Or do you call your partner something that they detest? Cringy pet names. We'll get the calls on the air.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country, 131060. It's International Cherry Pie Day. Have a partner calling me Cherry Pie. Really rocked my confidence. We're talking about cringy pet names on 131060.
Have you heard a cringy pet name?
Pet name. Yeah, don't mind a little bit of affection. Maybe a sneaky Honey from time to time, or Sugar Plum even. You can't be going around, especially if you're a lady, trying to call your boyfriend Cherry Pie. No. We'll end in tears. 131060, the pet names that you've either heard or you've used in a relationship, present or prior, that are slightly cringy. Joanne in Melbourne.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Getting there, you know, as usual.
Well, it's 18 past 8 at night. Man, hurry up, if you can't get there by now, you're not going to get there.
When me and my partner started dating... He started calling me Bubble Butt.
Ooh, okay. Is this because you've got quite the juicy caboosey?
I don't have a clue. He just started out of the blue one day calling me it, and, yeah, he thinks it's because he just said exactly that, but I don't think so. But, yeah, he was calling me that for quite a while until I actually turned around to him and I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Every woman has their bubble butt breaking point. And what he thought was probably like a really affectionate term, slightly sexual, dare I say. I think he probably coming from the right place. Maybe your butt pops out of the jeans. Maybe he wants to chew on your butt like a piece of leathery bubble gum. We don't know. But it's very important to voice your concerns if you don't like being called the pet name. Jessica in Newcastle.
Hey, how you going?
Very good, thank you. What's the cringy pet name?
So my partner calls me Muffin.
Slightly towards the more sweeter side of things. Very often it's a food, isn't it? Very often. It's pastries, baked goods, etc. How did it start?
Yeah. I was sitting with Sookie one night and he was trying to cheer me up. And from now on, he calls me Muffin.
You cracked a smile, did you? You try to have that sulk. Remember, nothing worse than when you really try and have a sulk and then they get you. They hit a funny bone and you're like... Muffin, not bad. Well, if you respond positively to Muffin, he'll keep on buttering it. Thanks, Jessica. Gabby in Sydney. Cringy pet name?
Yeah, I actually had a mate and his pet name from his partner was Mr. Cuddly.
Oh, no. Mr. Cuddly. Was he a rotund man? A jolly old fella?
No, actually, he was the exact opposite and sometimes it would become Mr. Cuddly Wuddly and out of public.
God, well, how about just Soy Boy Sookie Lala Beta Cuck? I think that's more accurate. Mr. Cuddly. Rake thin Mr. Cuddly. Great to gossip about behind Mr. Cuddly's back, though. Cassandra in Melbourne, wrap this up. 131060. Cringy pet name?
I call my boyfriend Mr. Beebe.
Oh, no. Hey, she got the accent going as well. Like it's a little Care Bear.
High pitch, baby, but like. Mr.
Beebs. Oh, no. You've got the icing on top. It's one thing to be called Mr. Beebe, but to just grin from ear to ear, tickle his little belly button. Mr. Beebe. I'm going to vomit.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time for...
This should be good.
Danny Lakey's...
Who's that?
20-second movie plot game.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Can you ring up on 131060 and give me a movie title to which I can, for 20 continuous seconds, explain the plot line to that movie? It's a well-known fact that I don't watch many movies. I'm not a movies man, never have been, never will be. I always find with about 20 minutes to go in any movie, no matter how long, no matter how entertaining the movie, 20 minutes before it's supposed to end, I'm just thinking, going, could have ended by now. Should have wrapped it up right about here. Legs getting a little itchy, getting a little hungry. Too much. Even the movies that I have seen, very hard for me to remember. I'm not good with faces. I'm not good with memorizing movies and what they're about. Sometimes people say, oh, have you seen this movie? And I go, oh, yeah, I have. But I couldn't possibly tell you what it's about. I just remember the act of going to the video store or downloading it on Netflix and watching it. Couldn't tell you anything about what the actual movie's about. So I guess you're looking for the simplest movies that you're sure that I've seen, that you're sure I've got 20 seconds of gas in me to tell the whole movie plotline. If I can successfully maneuver through the whole 20 seconds without getting any of the plotline wrong or, you know, coming to an absolute brain snap, movie tickets for you. Makes sense. Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, you have to get it, like, correct, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to just talk about bloody Pinocchio and say, oh, yeah, that's about a man who lives in the jungle and then he married a shoe and decided to throw soap at his landlord.
Yeah, like, we're going to be the judges out here, so we're going to be quite harsh, but also...
Yeah, I'm going to try my hardest. I'm not going to try and ransack and bamboozle you guys. Get found out too easily.
Shall we try one?
Yeah, we'll put 20 seconds on the clock. What's the movie?
All right, the movie is Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay. This is a story about Tom Hanks, and he was born with wobbly knees, and he loved to run. He knew a girl, and he fell in love with her, and he ran all the way across the country, despite his rickety knees giving way, and he loves chocolate.
I would say that's not the premise. I'm just
trying to remember bits of the movie. I don't know. I don't know what what the point of that movie was.
You started off with, this is a movie about Tom Hanks. No, it wasn't. It was not a biopic about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks starred in the movie.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yes, Tom Hanks was in the movie. To be honest, I'm impressed that I knew that much. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the purpose of that movie was.
I remember certain parts. It's just the life of Forrest Gump.
Okay. I remember certain parts. And I've probably seen that, to be honest, that's up there with one of my more frequented watch movies. I reckon I've seen that on TV about 3 times. I'm just not taking in and retaining the movie information.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, another one.
All right. Jumanji.
Jumanji. Oh, no, there's no way. I'm telling you right now, there's no way I'm going to be able to get to 20 seconds because I watched this when I was 7 and I obviously cannot remember it. Okay. Robin Williams stars in a classic adventure film with 2 children about a board game where they go into the jungle and there's all sorts of monsters. It's all I've got. I can't even make something up. I can't. It's about a board game.
You started off all right.
Yeah, I know, but that's all I remember. I can't remember the endings. I don't remember endings. That's probably what the problem's going to be here. I don't remember the conflict and the resolutions. Jumanji. Robin Williams.
Yeah, they get sucked into the board game.
Yeah, and then what?
The game becomes real.
No recollection. No recollection. You've got to go easier than bloody Jumanji. You can't be pulling these sorts of things out of that. 13, 10, 60. If you think there's obviously a movie that I can easily talk 20 seconds about the plot line, give us a call. We'll get them on next, 13, 10, 60. And if I do make it to the full 20 seconds, correct plot line and all, movie tickets for you. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time for...
This should be good.
Danny Lakey's...
Who's that?
20 second movie plot game.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
So the idea being, if you can tell me a movie and I can tell you the plot line and describe the movie for more than 20 seconds, you yourself win a prize. Tickets to the movies, double passes to check out What Men Want in cinemas February 14, or double passes to check out Cold Pursuit. Watch the pulse-pounding revenge thriller Cold Pursuit in cinemas February 7. I'm not a movies man. I very, very rarely watch a movie, and even less of the time can I retain any movie information. I forget the plot line, I forget the characters, I forget what the whole point of the movie is, as we found out with a couple of examples before. 13, 10, 60, if I can get through the 20 seconds and accurately describe the movie the whole time, movie tickets for you, Sarah, in Sydney. But first, what's the movie?
Training Day.
Okay, I've literally got no idea what training.
It's got Denzel Washington in it. No. That's a little clue.
Yeah, what a little clue. Okay, Okay, you're the first caller ever in this game. There's literally every single movie under the sun, and you've gone for Training Day.
Any plot of it?
But I don't know what to base that on. I'm not watching Denzel Washington films. That's the thing. Oh my God. I'll do it because I'm not going to rip you off, but I'll put the 20 seconds on. There's no way I'm going to figure it out. Denzel Washington is a policeman and he's training to become a cop and he catches a bad guy. Is Sandra Bullock? Sandra Bullock's in it as well?
No. You're way off.
No.
He is a policeman though.
Yeah, that's as much as I get. 20 seconds is a long time. Training Day. May I suggest not choosing crazy movies like that? You couldn't pay me enough to watch something like that, let alone describe it. Renee from Sydney, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. What's the movie?
Okay, Jurassic Park.
Oh my God, I'm not an action man. Fictional dinosaur fantasy bull dust is what that is. Okay.
Everyone knows Jurassic Park. If you're a kid, come on.
No, I didn't watch Jurassic Park.
You're a kid, and you've got dinosaurs.
No, yeah.
What? No.
Trust me, I'm not lying to you. Like, I want to win this game just as much as you want me to win the game. All right. Not Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is a dinosaur hunter in a dinosaur park, and dinosaurs are attacking him in the jungle. With a family, he's the dad, and there's a big Tyrannosaurus Rex. Producer, no?
Harrison Ford was not in it. He turned down the role.
Who's in it?
And I don't think there was. It's Sam Neill.
Oh,
iconic.
No,
and
no chance.
There's no dinosaur hunters.
Well, I thought they were hunting the dinosaurs. I haven't seen the movie, for goodness sake.
They're supposed to save the dinosaurs. It's like a park. It's a theme park. Then the dinosaurs turn on them.
Well, good. Oh, who could have seen that coming? What a plot twist that was. All of a sudden, the dinosaurs don't like the humans. Sorry, Renee.
Didn't see it coming.
Shut up. Finn in Melbourne. Hello.
Yeah. The Titanic.
Now, a movie I've seen. And history is probably on my side here as well, because I'm not sure how much of the movie I'll be able to recreate, but I think I know enough about the Titanic disaster as well to hopefully stand for 20 seconds. It's a long time. All right, here we go. Leonardo DiCaprio jump on board a ship that was never meant to sink, and Leo actually gets the ticket by accident somehow, or he wins a bet, and then Kate Winslet and him fall in love on the boat. They hold each other at the front of the boat. There's a scene in it where he draws her naked and she's on a couch, and then she floats away on a door and he dies! Yes!
You missed the crucial part.
What?
That the boat sunk. You didn't say that. It's an iceberg and sinks.
It's an iceberg, yeah, no, of course. Well, I could have gone for longer. I was getting to that part. I'm quite the Titanic expert, I think. Well done, Finn. You win some movie tickets. Laura from Latrobe Valley.
Hello.
Hello. What's the movie?
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
I'm guessing you know Shallow Hal.
I saw Shallow Hal once upon a time. There's no, I could not. You could have a gun to my head and you say, quote a Shallow Hal reference right now. I'm sorry, you'd have to pull the gun. You'd have to pull the gun. There's no way.
It's a pretty bad movie, I understand.
All right. 20 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Jack Black stars as Shallow Hal, who was only dating women for superficial reasons, and then he meets someone who's really fat and gross, but he can see them as a really hot person, and she's got a tail that wiggles around on her back, and then they fall in love and live happily ever after, but not before he realises she's really gross, and then he has that internal conflict! Yes! Shallow Hal! Is that, I'm on the money, yeah? That's right.
Yeah, you're pretty close. I think the tail was on someone else, or maybe that was
No, the only thing I'm sure of is the bloody tail, because my mum also has a tail like that, and I remember watching it with my dad and my mum, and then we got my mum's tail out and laughed at her and said that she should be in Shallow Hal. That's the only bit I'm sure of. There's a tail in Shallow Hal, definitely.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, producer Jack remembers the tail wiggling around. I think that one was CGI. My mum's got a real one. She could have been in the movie. She could have been the tail double. Laura, prize for you. Mel, last call on 13 10 60. What's the movie?
Hey, guys. Home Alone.
I remember this. Yeah, no, I did watch this. I watched this heaps as a kid. I think I've got this one. I think I've got this one in the bag. I think this may be my strongest suit. Macaulay Culkin stars in a classic family film, The McAllister Household, where the whole family goes on holiday but forget him, and he's forced to defend his house from two evil burglars, Danny DeVito and someone else, and he sets up all sorts of hijinks and meets a pigeon lady and befriends her.
Yes.
Yes.
That was very good, but it wasn't Danny DeVito.
Yeah, what?
No, Joe Pesci.
Oh, Joe Pesci. Same person.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, the world's hardest quiz. The world's hardest Smith quiz on 131060 due to Labor MP in Britain, Angela Smith, quitting her party because it's apparently racist. And then just hours later, her referring to someone as a funny tinge. Have a listen to this.
It's not just about colour. I mean, you know, the recent history of the party I've just left suggests that it's not just about being black or a funny, you know, different from the BME community, but the Jewish community.
A funny what? Did I hear that correctly?
A funny, you know...
I mean, let's not gloss over the fact that she does the best bird impression we've ever heard. Question number one, Michael in Melbourne. Thank you for joining the world's hardest Smith quiz on 131060, a brand famous for their savoury snacks.
Shape.
What?
And it's shape.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, you've missed the whole concept. Smith needs to be in there somewhere. Dare I say the easiest question I've ever written for one of these quizzes. He almost screwed up the wrong answer as well. He pulled an Angela Smith. He was like, shapes, Arnott's shapes. No, not at all. Gotta listen to the rules. Emma in Melbourne on 131060. Hello.
Hi.
You got all your screws tightly fastened? None of those loose? You're not going to throw a spanner in the works with Arnott's shapes, are you?
Michael had no idea that.
Absolutely clueless. Well, what's the answer to question number one?
Smith's chips
is correct. The easiest one. Yes.
Did you know that Smiths also make Doritos?
It's part of the Smiths franchise, is it? Yeah, right. I mean, I guess when you really have to think about it, who else would be making Doritos? Lay's? Definitely not Kettle. No way. Samboy? Forget about it. Atomic Tomato is dishing out Doritos as well. Red Rock Deli? Nah, too lower class for them. Stick with the gourmet. Chip Chat. Next question. Someone who works at Mr. Minute... maybe a qualified what?
Time teller?
Oh, no. You've pulled a Michael.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the word or sound Smith in there anywhere.
Mm.
You pulled an Angela Smith.
Time teller?
No. Incorrect. John in Lithgow on 131060.
Hello.
Greetings to you. Someone who works at Mr. Minute may be a qualified what?
Blacksmith?
No, not blacksmith, unfortunately. I think blacksmith, one of those people that puts horseshoes on horses, correct?
No, they make the horseshoes.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, sorry. Well, either way.
It's not just horseshoes. It's like anything to do with like metal.
Oh. Okay. Oh, well, are we allowing it then?
No.
Nah. Sorry. Nah, no horses getting around at Mr. Minute, I'm afraid. Charisse.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know the answer? Somebody works at Mr. Minute?
Yeah, is it Locksmith?
Yeah, I think, I'm confident that it is Locksmith and not Blacksmith. Because, I don't think you can do... Can you even do a blacksmith apprenticeship these days? Producer Jack's on
not
it.
Not sure.
He'll be Googling around, trying to figure out if there's enough work for apprentice shire horsemen. drilling hoof, shoes on hoofs.
Yeah, a blacksmith is a metalsmith who creates objects from wrought iron or steel by forging the metal using tools to hammer, bend and cut.
God, there's a very blurry line between the locksmith and the blacksmith is what we're all realising here, because the locksmith is, he's engraving keys. You know what I mean? That's metalwork in a way. I wonder if the blacksmith and the locksmith are fighting over key engraving. I mean, the locksmith will sell your watch, he'll engrave your trophies, he'll polish your shoes. These are two very similar jobs with incredibly different job tasks in them. Next one. A character in The Simpsons.
Mr. Smithers.
Oh, yes. Smithers is correct. What were you about to say?
I don't know.
Next question. Someone who has a skilled ability to creatively combine sentences.
Creatively combine sentences?
Yes. Dare I say you'd probably have to be one of these to know the answer as well.
Damn.
Oh, the sweet release of Charisse. Thank you. Emily in Melbourne, do you know the answer?
Is it a wordsmith?
Oh, it is. It's a wordsmith. You're correct. Wordsmith. Yeah. Oh, slippery tongue, Emily. Good with her words over there. Can get you out of sticky situations. Use your words, not your fists. Final question. An English singer famous for songs like Too Good at Goodbyes, Promises, and Dancing with a Stranger.
Sammy Smith.
Whoa. Smith. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just you watch yourself on your Sams and your Sammys there, mate. Well done. You are tonight's Smith quiz champion and a Pure Digital Radio for you. Listen live and on demand with award-winning digital radio brand Pure.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
A bit of Sammy Smith as well. Quite a few artists, actually, with Smith in their name to choose from. Sam Smith, Calvin Harris, Promises. Now that could play on the station. Could have done a bit of Aerosmith. They could have finished with that as well, off the Armageddon soundtrack. That could play. Bit of Will Smith, maybe. R&B Fridays, wouldn't put it past us to play that. Or new chick, Angela Smith.
A funny... And, you know.
No, we're not playing that on the stage.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
We'll probably just wrap it up there. Yeah, would make sense. Would make a lot of sense. Before we go, of course, final thought by myself. Producer Jack has been scouring Facebook, looking for people in need of social media likes and artificial attention on the interweb with their comments floating around. And Shuey Louie is ferociously trying to figure out a moment of the show. Those people who say, make your passion your job and you'll never work a day in your life, those people I don't think have ever experienced having their favourite song as their alarm clock in the morning. Nothing worse than burning out your face. You ever tried that? You ever tried your favourite song as your alarm clock?
No.
It's not a good idea.
No, it's not. It's not. Don't do it, Producer Jack. And I can see your mind going curious now. Going, oh, I wonder how it would be if Cindy Lauper girls just want to have fun. Wake me up at 8:30 in the morning. Don't do it. It'll ruin
it. Yeah, it'd be like a double-edged sword because you'd love the song. You want to hear it. But then it's also like you have to wake up, which...
It sounds heinous. It's not just that. Yeah, it's not just, oh, you associate it with having to wake up. It literally changes the sound of the song.
And then you never want to listen to the song and you never want to wake up.
You don't. You really don't. And don't try. I can see you. I can see you tick it over. Yeah. No, don't do it.
All right.
Final thoughts from myself. Producer Jack scouring the internet.
I have. Today there was an article that went around on the Today Show, actually, saying that a restaurant in Sydney has banned diners from using smartphones, tablets and even colouring books.
I heard that. Because the man, he wants the families to be concentrating on the children and have it, he views dinner time as like a really wholesome family connection. Yeah. So he's banning all of that.
The owner says he wants parents to engage with their children and for families to be involved with the food and experience.
Yeah, not bad. I can see where he's coming from.
I get it. A little old school, but you know, whatever.
They would not be happy about the colouring books, some parents would.
No.
They?
Well, definitely the iPads, you know. Okay.
Oh, no.
Social media went to town on it, as always.
Oh, dear.
So one person wrote, the Today Show posted something. They're like, what are your thoughts on this? And then someone wrote, no, I'm their customer. So just do your job in providing food and good service and let me worry about my phone.
And then Claire DeCellis wrote this. She wrote, "Would they rather screaming three-year-olds? It's the only thing that will make him sit still. Oh, and before everyone jumps on the judgmental bandwagon, he has diagnosed global development delay."
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is that?
I have no idea what that is.
Don't bring that. There are other restaurants. This man is merely trying to bring families closer together. I don't think he thought about the global development disorder delay.
Yeah. And then Milka Kupak wrote, "Is this serious journalism today? Do we have nothing of importance to investigate? No wonder you got rid of Carl. He is one awesome journalist."
Good one, Milko. Well done, Milko. Yeah. Valid points at the end from you, Milko. Carl Stefanovic, of course. Good journalist. Chewy Louie, of course, been ferociously telling the votes out there. Moment of the show. Tough job tonight. Tough job tonight.
Oh, I think tonight's job was pretty easy. I don't know if it was, I wouldn't say it's a good moment, but it really stuck with me.
Oh, no, not this.
What I'm talking about.
This happened about 10 seconds into the bloody show tonight.
Yeah, and I hold a grudge against you. Oh, I'm still mad.
No. Did she charge you a price as well? Because you know size 12, but you know size 6.
Oh. Thanks.
Well, what? No, wants to be a son.
So
rude.
I won't be having dinner tomorrow.
No, there's
You'll
nothing.
You'll see me eating celery.
You know you're a toothpick with the wood shaved off it. You've got a great bod, Chewy Louie. This was merely... this was me not understanding what a size 6 was. I thought size 6 was like that size where like models that are dangerously, dangerously thin are lurking and people are like, "Oh, you need to eat a bit more, like this is unethical." I thought that was the size 6. So it was just my misunderstanding of what the size 6 was. Keep in mind that I'm not shopping for women's clothing.
I love your little bit in there, like the Angela Smith grab. She sounded like an owl and you sounded like...
Yeah, that's when you can tell I'm under pressure when I develop my own new language.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Good show. Jolly good. See you tomorrow night. What is it, Thursday? Oh, yeah, we'll cook up something. I believe Dr. Chris Brown is going to be in. That is what I think. Word on the street. Producer Jack is not vocally confirming, but I think he is.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.